Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Will a team match that price threshold that the Celtics, I'm told, have set around the league for Jaylen Brown and Derek White to be able to get them? They are listening, but will a team get there? Just in the span of the last 2 days, Scott, though, they've shed $180 million in luxury tax savings. They've gotten out of the second apron, but with a season next year full of uncertainty, just how much do they want to get out of these aprons and the taxes?
Why I had to put on the old JB jersey, break my own rules. I'm not at the pool and I'm not at the boat, not at the beach. Which but I had to support my guy. There's too many whispers.
Where that should at least be worn. Not in your home doing a radio show.
Too many whispers. Also, if we're going to be fair, I should remind everyone, this is an abbreviated WEEI Afternoons leading up to the MassMutual pregame show at 3:07 Red Sox Baseball. Also wearing the jersey because when I leave at 3:07, I'll be headed straight for the boat and the beach. So it just saves me a little time changing shirts. But yeah, there is... Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday, I think we had all accepted months ago, many months ago, practically when they signed their deals, that we would be having trade talks, we would be having this show where they were traded out of town. Jaylen Brown and Derek White are different beasts, in my opinion. And I don't know if this is real, if there are really teams lining up. I know there's been a lot of rumblings if the Spurs made sense because they've had a longstanding desire for JB back to like Kawhi Leonard trade talks back in the day and things of that nature. They have the number 2 pick, so, you know, they have some assets that might be interesting. But, you know, I'm calling this a teardown. I'm calling this... If you trade JB, it's an ultimate teardown. And the question I'd ask you guys before we get to the phone calls, we see you lining up 617-779-7937. If you trade JB, what the hell is JT coming back to a year from now? Like, what is that scenario? And he's a guy that I can't envision him hearing Jaylen Brown trade rumors and being like, oh yeah, that's cool. I'll play with the number 2 pick when I come back, Dylan Harper. It's like, this to me would be just borderline unbelievable, and I think that would have to shake the trust in Brad Stevens, no?
I would be shocked. I would. I would be shocked because it's such a big gamble. I'm not sure that Brad wants to take that big of a gamble. I'd be curious what his approval rating. It's at 86 right now on your
yep. Yep.
I wonder what that would be like if tomorrow Jaylen Brown isn't on this team. There's no real scenario in which I feel like Jaylen Brown will be traded. I just can't imagine. I think they've kind of built, if he hasn't been traded in the past, I just can't imagine him being traded now. Now I know it's a different guy pulling the trigger right now, but now, you know, but you have a lot of people saying that maybe today that the Jazz are interested in trading for Jaylen Brown. And just so you guys kind of know the situation there out in Utah, obviously, with Danny Ainge and now Austin Ainge going out there to the front office, leaving the Celtics, clearly there's a connection there. The only real player that is worth maybe trading for is Laurie Markkanen is the one guy who's their leading scorer at 19 points a game. They have a lot of young guys. They have the 5th overall pick. And they have also a lot of future first-round picks from Cleveland, Minnesota, the Lakers, and the Suns. So, to me, if you trade Jaylen Brown, yes, to Utah specifically, just that team, then it feels like a complete and total teardown, because what you get back in return, I'm sorry, Lauri Markkanen is not going to get people excited, and it would feel like a definite rebuild, Fitzy, in my opinion.
Yeah, Lauri Markkanen straight up for Jaylen Brown is a terrible trade, and I don't believe somebody with Brad Stevens' basketball acumen would make that trade. Now, if it was Markkanen, some other guys, this year's pick and some future first for Jaylen Brown, I think somebody like Brad Stevens, who does a commendable job of removing emotion from the equation when he makes these moves, guys, would have to at least consider it. That said, I think the only other trade that could possibly be on that might very well be on the table right now before considering some of these other outlandish pre-draft deals would be maybe moving on from Hauser if they think they have enough outside shooting and they can get 75% of what he does in replicate form with somebody like Baylor Shireman. And if they want to save a little extra money and make some other moves heading into the draft, down the road, whatever, then perhaps that's on the table. But Derek White's going nowhere. I saw that report. I think it was from Shams. Who knows? God, there's so many all over. Your timeline is an absolute disaster right now. But I saw that Toronto is interested in offering the 9th overall pick for Derek White, to which I would say, take that 9th overall pick, shine it up real good, and shove it right up your Canadian back door. I want nothing to do with moving on from Derek White now, whether this team is capable of 48 wins next year, 60 wins, or a championship run 2 years from now.
You can take that and shove it up your bum.
Thank you very much.
I know you want to get to the calls, Zane, but just real quick, I mean, there's a part of me that, as much as I say, you know, Jaylen Brown, it would be off the table, at least to Utah, based on the factors I gave. I mean, he did trade for, you know, Derek White, you know, back in the day. I know all he gave up was Romeo Langford, I believe. But no one ever thought he was getting the player he got in Derek White when they first made that trade. So, I don't know, maybe he sees things that we don't, too. So I just want to, you know, be fair to Brad Stevens that maybe, you know, just maybe, he sees things that we obviously don't see.
He probably does, and Fitzy and I talked a little bit about this yesterday, that he's sort of been batting 1,000 in his career as president of basketball operations, and that's why he gets all, I think, the trust and the benefit of the doubt. But I would say this, if they trade Jaylen Brown, and I am Jason Tatum, my first phone call is to Brad Stevens and to say, you might as well just trade me, because I have no desire to play with the number 2 pick or 5 future first-round picks or whatever the hell you got in return for Jaylen Brown. Let's go to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Let's start with our buddy Tony out in West Springfield. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys are awesome. Great show. I'd love to see what happens as Jaylen Brown as Batman instead of Robin. I think his game will get leveled up. But my point that I wanted to make was, or at least I'd love to hear you guys talk about, is if Jaylen went to the Mavs and we got Cooper, right? So Jaylen on the Mavs, instant contender, Cooper off year for Tatum. Let's see what happens. We built, and also we just cleared a bunch of money to sign somebody awesome, right? Because he's on a rookie contract. Mm-hmm. But I feel like getting rid of Derek would be stupid. I don't think that's going to happen. And I hope they don't get rid of Jaylen.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony.
To see what Jaylen Brown can do without Jason Tatum. To me, I'm just thrilled to see that opportunity. I'd love to see what he does.
Yeah, I want to see what he does, too. And there is a little percentage of me, whether it's 15%, 20%, that's a little worried to see what he does with his opportunity as Batman. I can be totally honest. I have faith, and I think he's good, but we've never seen this. And when you don't see something, you gotta find out. But the trade Tony brings up, I think everybody would do that. I think everybody, if Cooper Flagg is the return, and you're trading Jaylen Brown for Cooper Flagg, local guy. And
sorry.
I'd do it. And I joked with you yesterday, Fitzy. I think Jaylen Brown would do it. And Jaylen Brown gets to go with Kyrie. Kyrie just re-upped for 3 more years. We know they have an affinity.
That contract. Wow.
Oh, yeah. The NBA is, Ted, you played the wrong sport. Not only were you born too early, Ted, you were born too short, too thick, just wrong build.
Wrong organization.
No, he could have been like Charles Barkley.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Ted could have been a round mound of rebound.
You're right. But playing for the Mavs, jeez. I mean, that's
must be nice, huh?
dude, he's Kyrie's what? Is he coming off of a major injury? And he's just sitting there all, you know, bandaged up, going, oh, you guys want to just give me a new deal? Okay. I'll yep. take it. Thank you.
That's the beauty of the NBA. The player has seemingly all the yoke with these deals that just never ending go forward. But I think everybody would take Cooper Flagg. Like, that's the one. I forgot somebody had it yesterday. Like, what would you consider actually trading Jaylen Brown for? And for me, it really is Cooper Flagg and almost no one else. Now, if you got interesting with some of these young studs, like if something crazy, SGA or Cade Cunningham, like there's a few young star players that maybe I'd consider. But Cooper Flagg is, he's a generational prospect. And then you mix in the part around that he's from Maine and that whole story. There was actually a really good NBA draft preview, which, side note, little fat Andy, when he was like 10 years old, used to love the NBA draft. I
Great
didn't
story.
Miss a second of the NBA draft. The NBA draft has lost some of its luster. It really has. Everybody
doesn't matter.
Used to
it
watch
doesn't
it.
Matter anymore. The lottery, I got to say, honestly, the NBA draft lottery has usurped all the thunder from the NBA draft because all people want to watch is to find out whether or not it's rigged every year. That's all.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Damian in Lawrence. What's up, Damian?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. I was calling because I was saying the owner, this new owner, better not trade Jaylen Brown. If anything, he better trade Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum disappears every year in the playoffs. You guys keep making excuses for Jason Tatum. You know, this is one year that it's he has a legitimate excuse that he got hurt. But other than that, Jaylen Brown, he carries the team every year for us. And Derek White, he came to the team. He's been an asset. You could build around them. If anything, that salary cap, those $200 million that you guys keep saying they saved, I can't say his name real good because of my accent, but go get the Greek Freak.
Thanks for the call, Damian.
Be honest.
That's a good call right there, ripping Tatum. Tatum, I like that call.
Yeah.
Damian
yeah.
knows basketball, baby.
The check's in the mail from Andy.
Hey, here's the beauty.
How much are you paying these guys?
Is Damian, you're going to get to see for sure whether your confidence in Jaylen Brown is legit because he's going to get his opportunity to lead this team. And I think that's yep. one of the more fascinating storylines of this year is how good are you, Jaylen Brown? Like, let's see you lead a team without Jason Tatum and see what – because, I mean, to me, this is a huge year for the perception of Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
It's, 12 it's assists 10. Per game. Here we come, Andy. Let's go.
You're damn right. No, it'll be a little below. It'll be like 9.7 or something like that, hair under 10. But, Ted, we don't often get – there's a lot of these we talk about what would happen if. We don't often get answers in the world of sports. Mm-hmm. And in this way, it's a little bit like Brady Belichick, where they broke up. Tom Brady went on and won the Super Bowl. Bill Belichick went on to nosedive an organization into a crater and leave it among the worst years that Robert Kraft's ever had. So, like, we're going to get an answer next year, assuming JB's healthy, right? That's the only way we don't get an answer. If JB is healthy and he is on the court for 68, 72 games, whatever it is.
All signs point to that scope working out on his behalf, Andy.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fine. I'm not really worried about it. It's more if there were, like, a new injury. But we're going to get an answer. You're going to know. Is JB really a guy worthy of being a number one for a team, or was he that ultimate kind of Robin, like a really high-end number two? And I love it when we get answers, and as I said, there's like 15 or 20% of me that is a little scared of what the answer might be, but who knows? We're going to see the Celtics, the rebuilt, Brad Stevens-built Celtics, new faces, new opportunities for Jaylen Brown. Unfortunately, the opportunities for the Boston Red Sox are growing fewer, and they look like the same damn old baseball team. We talked to Alex Cora yesterday. He sounded confident going into last night. He had Crochet on the mound, and Crochet did what he do. Unfortunately, the Boston Red Sox do what they do, and they had one of Ted Johnson's favorite losses, a one-run loss in extra innings for your Red Sox. We'll talk a little Red Sox baseball leading up to Red Sox baseball next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Field, Rafaela chasing right center gap. He leaps. It is off the wall. It skips away. Anthony's got to get it as the run scores. Anthony fires the third one hop. It is not in time, and they've realized it's a home run. It's a walk-off two-run home run for Christian Moore. Four umpires walking behind the plate. No conversation. It's gone. And the Red Sox lose in extras for a ninth time by a final score of 3-2.
Wow. Wow.
Wow was right, Will Fleming. Another one-run extra inning loss for the Red Sox.
Wow.
Another wasted day.
Wow.
Wow was right. Another wasted day for Garrett Crochet. He has to be getting frustrated. Seven innings pitched, three hits, zero runs, 10 Ks. And then he leaves to watch his teammates fail to take advantage. He's having a great season, leads the league in innings, leads the league in strikeouts, and yet they're not winning even his games these days. The offense is non-existent to some degree at this point. And, you know, there's reasons for it. You traded Rafi Devers. Alex Bregman isn't back yet. You know, the young guys, Roman Anthony doesn't exactly look like he's going to knock the cover off the ball.
No, he does. He does. Just not in play.
Well, yeah, right. And there is some hope, I would say, with him hitting the ball hard on occasion. There's exit velocities. We saw it even from, was that the first game when he hit the rocket back at the pitcher and he ends up getting out because it deflects to the shortstop? I'm not really worried about Roman Anthony. Marcelo Meyer, who is now apparently a second baseman, is okay. But they're infuriating. And I saw our guy Dan Ball. I forgot what he did, but anytime Dan Ball tweets after a Red Sox game, it's usually just pure emotional frustration, and we got another one from Dan
Ball. Wow.
It's no great.
No, and I don't – what are the answers? You're at the midway point. Oh, great. You're a 40-41 baseball team.
You're a losing team right now. Let's just say that first and foremost, Andy. Right now, the Red Sox are a losing baseball team.
Yep. Closer to last than first, Fitzy.
52-31 the rest of the way, which is now 2 weeks ago that didn't seem insurmountable. Now it seems unthinkable that they would have to go 52-31 to get to the 92 win mark.
And the worst part, Ted, is that if you look around the East, the Yankees are not playing good baseball. The Rays are, but the rest of the division is not really playing good baseball. You had opportunities, had you kept playing well, to chip away, move your way up towards the Yankees, and you're not. You're now moving closer and four-game losing streak. You're moving closer to last place again. You are, I think, 2.5 out of the wild card. You're tied with the Angels, I believe, actually. Like, that's a mediocre baseball team you keep losing to on the other side of the field. So we talked to Alex Cora yesterday. Ted, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to any of it, but he was, you know, cheery and professional and his usual self, but I feel like we're back to that frustrated situation that, remember when he snapped, Ted, like, what was that, 2 weeks ago now, and he's like, hey, we're making the same mistakes, we just can't learn.
Yep.
That's what we're back to. One-run losses, base-running errors, and errors in the field, and you lose games. That's where we're at.
It's a brutal game when you consider just, you know, 4 days ago, like, you know, when they went into San Fran, you know, they were at 10 out of 12. They were doing great. It looked like maybe their problems were behind them, and then they lose four in a row, and not only lose four in a row, but lose four in a row in a way in which they had been losing prior to their nice little run leading up to that San Francisco series. You know, giving up, you know, Walker Buehler giving up, you know, five runs in the first inning the other day, not being able to capitalize, you know, on a Crochet outing yesterday, bad base running, bad defense. I think that's what the most frustrating thing is. You kind of thought when they went on that run, they were five games over 500 just 4 days ago, or whatever, 6 days ago, and now they are 40-41 and under 500 at the halfway point of the season for the fourth time, only the fourth time in the last 27 years. And you kind of think about it, it's like, wow, that put it in perspective for me when I read that. It's like this was they had high expectations for this team, and here they are, one of the worst seasons they've had at the halfway point in the last 27 years. That's what makes it so frustrating is to see them losing. Can you lose a different way? I don't know. Can you lose?
Right. Get blown out.
Yeah. Can you not give up? You know, basically lose the game when you start in the first inning, or I don't know, hit the ball when you got a pitcher that's dominant. They just lose the same way all season long, guys.
Fitzy, I think I'm going to put my inflection prediction meter, whatever you want to call it, away. I was wrong about the Celtics and Jason Tatum. They didn't reach some inflection point that was going to catapult them to the championship.
Correct.
And I'm with Ted. I thought when Aroldis Chapman struck out Rafi Devers in San Francisco in game one and they won that game, I thought we might be seeing really like the start of Morgan magic, like post-Devers dynasty. Like there was going to be some slogan we were going to be talking about. And then it fell apart. He hits a home run the next day, and now you're just a crappy baseball team again.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that they can't coordinate their efforts in unison on any given night. Last night, they got great pitching. Offense didn't show up. Some of these other nights, they'll get five runs. The pitching absolutely craps the bed, whether it's early with Bueller, bullpen late. Like, they can't do two things right at the same time. They can't do two things, God forbid three, like actually pitching, hitting, and defense all in the same nights. And, Ted, I said this to Andy yesterday, and I still feel this way. You know, bad news that Bregman now might not be coming back until after the All-Star break, according to reports, which is not a great update for a team that is floundering offensively. When you look at this lineup, because they say now, Ted, there's no top of the order, there's no middle of the order, there's no bottom of the order. It's just a lineup, which just makes me want to gouge my ears and eyes out. Does this look like a Major League Baseball lineup to you?
No, bud, it doesn't. I mean, and then, you know, when you kind of like really put it into focus, three rookies, a second year guy, and then Jaren Duran, who's in his third year, but does he look like he's a grizzled vet out there? It's not really. So when you kind of put it in those terms, it's like you can kind of understand maybe why the lineup looks the way it does. So, you know, again, the profile of this team looked to me one way to start the season. It looked totally different, really, just a third into the season. And now it just feels like that it's back to kind of looking like a wasted developmental year at this point. The way they are playing and the way they look, it just looks and feels like more of a developmental team as opposed to a genuine kind of playoff team.
Good news is they can get back to 500 today. Getaway day, fly happy kind of day. They can get out on plane. They can avoid the sweep. They can do all kinds of good things.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.